Some people call it chili. The old people used to call them guts. hog guts. That's what we call it. And then he got a maw on them. He's got a maw on them inches. I think that's the first place the food gets in its maw. When it's time to transfer it, it eats out to his guts. I've killed them when they just had fed them with corn. And mama had me to clean the maw, and I see some of the corn in there with the yesterday. That's when I always say that when he's in that place, he's in his maw. Which they call a hog maw. That was a separate bag. You saw it in.
Uh-huh. Now, when it's time to, you hear your cow lowing and your horse neighing, you say, gee, it's getting around. It'd be late in the evening, you say, it's just about what?
Supper time?
Yeah.
They give signal. All things like that got the, you know, got their knowledge, ain't they?
Yeah. How would you call the animals?
Give me
how you call your cows then.
I used to call them Soup. Soup Minnie, or whatever I named them. Lady, we had one here called Lady. I get ready to go get us. I was back in the heat, you know. I said, I'm sick, but go back here and get old lady. Trying to bring her in, something like that, wouldn't you?
And you say,
come on, lady. And she, when sometimes I leave and she stopped for the bite off. I said, come on, lady. She didn't know her name, I believe.
When you were milking them and they started to move, what would you say to them?
Something saw me. No way. She moved around. I said, saw me, lady. And she looked like she knew what I knew.
Would you have a call when you call the little calves in?
When I call the little calves, Soup, Soup, Soup.
Okay.
I can say, had a dog here, and before he could hear me, I said, come on, Willie. And he'd come if he out down to the road. Come here, Willie. He had more sense than the dog I ever said. But I think that guy moved from here, tucking me. He tried to want me to give my raisin for my puppy. I said, I wouldn't want to give him away, and I'm hunts myself. But he moved with me. He's feeding at his house. And when he moved with me, I missed him ever since then. But I never said nothing to him. I'd hate that. But he kept my dog, so I just let him.
When you were plowing your mules or your horses, how would you handle them?
I'd tell them, gee, I plow a mule with one line. And if I want him to go to your right, I'd say, gee, I want him to pull a tailor. And I want him to walk close to the cutting, I'd tell him, I said, gee. I'd geed him around on the end. With that one line, with that just G, making just keep telling him G, he knew the time to turn around because he got to the end. I G him wrong, land that.
Then to turn left.
Yeah, that means I was always pulling left, you know, because I didn't have a one line on them. And that one line was on the left.
Yeah.
When I get to the end, that's the way I usually pull it. Pull him left. All right. But I'll try him sometimes I want to go for him to come to the right, you know.
Yeah.
And I kept seeing G, then he started to shot just like he doing when I'm pulling him up left. I had one that had a lot of sense in me.